This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Depending on where you are, it's Thursday / Friday here in February. And I'll be honest with you, we're taping this on Thursday afternoon, February 7th.
With good reason.
As we prepare for, have they named this storm yet? Snowmageddon
not yet.
A historic snowstorm expected in the New
it's
England area. Talking about potentially the seventh storm to drop 20-plus inches on Boston in the last 100 years. They're recording or predicting snow in the 1 to 2 foot range. So therefore, your Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast, presented by Sullivan Tire, which is a great place to go out and get snow tires if you need them in preparation for the big storm. Or if you get stuck and say, damn it, that's not happening again, I need some new rubbers, go out there and get them from Sullivan Tire. But we're going to talk about the roster. And first and foremost, we want to just talk about one restricted free agent who has re-upped with the Patriots. Don't need to spend much time. According to his Twitter account, salute, I believe, was one of the things he included as a hashtag to himself.
Yeah.
Dane Fletcher, who missed all of last year after tearing his ACL in the preseason, after missing significant time the year before with a thumb injury, was set to be a restricted free agent. He has re-signed with the team. These are not guaranteed, obviously. It's not like a franchise tender or anything in that nature. Even if it were the tender for restricted free agency, this is just a normal contract he is signing. He got a slight reported bonus deal. But other than that, Dane Fletcher will be back here for the spring, the summer. And
no surprise, really.
Potentially the fall. No. Yep. As a guy who kind of made his bones here as an undrafted guy, moved from D-line to inside. Yeah, they like him. He likes them. He likes being a Patriot.
He was restricted. He wasn't going anywhere.
Plus, he's part of the whole Edelman, Gronk, fraternity of bros who go out all the time. So he fits in well here on and off the field. So otherwise, we will start looking ahead to free agency, which hits the NFL on March 12th, although teams can start negotiating and talking to free agents as of March 9th.
Their own free agents. I think it's with their own team, like with.
No, it's all of them, because you can do your own anytime. You can talk to any. Yeah, March 9th, they can start talking. Yes, they can negotiate with all licensed agents, basically. And then they, laying the foundation for deals that can then be done as of March 12th. The Patriots head into free agency with 18 unrestricted free agents and one restricted free agent at this point. The restricted free agent is Michael Manawanui, the tight end. He will be a restricted free agent. We'll see if he maybe re-ups before you get to the process or what tender they would give to him. I'm guessing it'd be a relatively low tender with the stock they have at tight end and, the lack of need. That's why I kind of think he may actually re-sign even before we get to that period. But now I will run down the 18 unrestricted free agents, and then we will discuss probably the big three guys that are.
There are definitely three tiers, I think. In this 18.
But there are also three big names where I think people are considering, big names in terms of could they use the franchise tag on one of them. Quickly running them down, Will Allen, the cornerback who was on IR, Kyle Arrington, who obviously bounced around a variety of roles this year, starter, inside out, all over the place a year after tying for the NFL lead in interceptions, Derek Martin, the special teamer / backup cornerback, Aqib Talib. He's the first of the big three that I'm getting to. Obviously, the cornerback who played a half a year here, some injuries, but was given credit for a jump in the pass defense. Trevor Scott, that's obviously a Fred Kirsch favorite, came here on a one-year deal. Jamie Richard, guard, was on IR. Donald Thomas, formidable backup guard, very nice man, future bouncer in my establishment if he ever needs a job, and I ever have an establishment. Danny Woodhead, the halfback, who obviously has had a nice role for this team, but with the Shane Vereen sort of explosion in the postseason, his future might be a bit of a question mark. Nico Koutavidis, special teamer, backup linebacker, Eric Scalavino favorite.
Suave.
Tracy White, another special teamer, sort of one of the core players on special teams. Josh Barrett, you may have even forgotten he was still a New England property or has been on IR seemingly his entire career. He came here on IR. He's been on IR for a couple of years, but always an intriguing body and athlete, more so than
he's a big guy.
Yeah, but he's just never really panned out.
Can't stay on the field.
Patrick Chung, the safety, former second-round pick, who kind of fell out of favor, went from starter to irrelevant over the course of the season. Sebastian Vollmer, big three, number two, the right tackle, sort of a second-team all-pro caliber right tackle. Deion Branch, the on-again, off-again veteran receiver. Julian Edelman, the punt returner and supposed heir apparent to Wes Welker. Who knows? Dante Stallworth, the veteran wide receiver who had one catch, one very cool catch, but just one catch. Wes Welker, ding, 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 number three of the big three and maybe the biggest given his role in this offense. And I'll start there with Wes Welker. We had some comments recently from owner Robert Kraft talking about, you know, he wants to, Welker to be here. Welker wants to be here, but they have to keep the lawyers and agents from screwing it up.
Yeah.
And both sides need to act intelligently to get this done. Obviously would be the prime target for the franchise tag since he wore that tag last year. The one issue being it jumps, the 120% raise goes to about $11.5 million for this year. And at 32, I believe, this year, I believe he'll turn 32 during the season. Or maybe before the season.
But, May.
You know, 32-year-old receiver, are you willing to invest $11.5 million worth of cap space? That's the key thing, because as a one-year tender, it's all cap space. It's all salary.
Yeah, May 1st.
It's all on the cap. So a 32-year-old receiver taking up $11.5 million would be a big hit on the cap. Eric, do they franchise him? Is he back? Does he walk? Where go we with Wes?
Yeah, that's the great question of this offseason, I think. What they do with that franchise tag, which, if you hadn't mentioned it, the window opens February 18th, closes March 4th, and then free agency and the new league year begin the following Tuesday, March 12th. I think they do franchise him. I think he is back. And I think they come to an agreement for more than 1 year.
So they franchise him to negotiate.
To negotiate,
leap of faith hashtag like last year? That didn't really work out last year.
It didn't work out for him last year. But Robert's comments to me were interesting because we have the history of the ugliness between the team and Logan Mankins.
Yep.
Which, you know, his agent was greatly involved in all those negotiations, obviously. We had what started to be that ugly road with Vince Wilfork, which quickly got resolved.
Yep.
So there are two extremes, I think, we have to look at. And I think this one will fall somewhere in between those. Both guys, both previous cases, were franchised, mm-hmm. and deservedly so. I think Welker, deservedly so, should be franchised. He's the best of those three, of the big three that we just mentioned, Tlaib, Vollmer being the other two. The most important, I think, to the success of your team. Tlaib's addition was good. It was nice. It was a little bit overrated by some, mm-hmm. I think. And Vollmer's a guy who, if healthy, is a premier player, I think, but you can't count on his health. So I think Welker, who takes more big hits for a guy his size than anybody I've ever seen, bounces back, still plays 16 games, and has proven what he can do in this offense. I think he is most deserving of the franchise tag. I think he'll get it. And I don't think they'll work out a deal as quickly as they did with Wilfork, but I don't think it'll come to
Mankins-esque
proportions. I think it'll fall somewhere in between, and you know, this is me just guessing. But by the time, maybe he'll miss some spring practices, in a sort of holdout mm-hmm. kind of thing. But I think by training camp, a deal is done, and even before then.
I tend to agree with you. I think Wes Welker will be here in some form or fashion that may take a franchising. And the thing I wonder is how much of a factor do the other two big three players that we're deeming, how much do they play here? Do you feel like that's an extra motivation to get a deal done with Welker? I think most of us assume 3 to 4 year deal, even though he may not play that long, is probably what it's going to end up.
Yeah.
You know, a $30-plus million
deal.
With
an option, probably.
Right, something in that nature to get it done. Would they do something like that for partially the reason of trying to use the tag on a guy like Tlaib, who, you know, recent reports from Mike Giardi on Twitter indicated, you know, they might have some trepidation about giving him a long-term deal. They would rather have a one-year prove-it deal. Well, you can ensure a one-year deal by franchising him.
But I don't know if they want to invest that kind of money in that type of player.
It's a question you have to, I mean,
like, if you could get a one-year deal at a price that you would can negotiate, then
right.
fine, but you can't negotiate that if you give them a franchise.
Correct.
You're stuck.
Correct.
And
so,
I don't think they would do that
it's interesting. And another question is with Vollmer because of his back issue. There might be some trepidation of giving him a long-term deal. Another guy you could get at a one-year deal, mm-hmm. see if the back is okay after another year because, you know, interesting comments of late by the Ravens defensive line coach talking about Vollmer looked like he was, you know, not able to move like he used to, playing through something. Obviously, we know he has back and leg injuries. You know, he was playing through something and
all year.
Maybe he was holding it together simply for a contract year. That, you know, wouldn't be the first time that's happened in football history. So, there's a lot, I think, to question with those other two in terms of how they affect maybe the Welker, because I think Robert Kraft was being honest when he said, we want him here and they want him here.
I
we know
too.
Brady wants him here.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the questions about his drops in the postseason the last couple of years, I think that's been a bit overblown. And so I do think he ends up here. So I'll move on to the next two. Vollmer, Talib. Do both, either, neither end up in New England?
I think the likelihood, and I'll rank them in order. I think Welker most likely to get the tag. I think Vollmer would be next, and Talib would be third. Reason being, I think they have enough history with Vollmer. They know what he can do for them, especially when healthy. And I think they would trust him more on the field right now, I think, than they would Talib. And I think they could work out a deal with Vollmer more than they could with Talib, who, let's face it, in a weak cornerback crop of free agents, he will command money from a team that is desperate for a corner.
He will get market value for a corner of his caliber right now is about 40 plus million, potentially touching 50 million, with about half of it guaranteed. So you're talking about $20 million bonus.
And I just don't see the Patriots investing that much in a guy like him.
I agree.
I think they could more likely risk not franchising Vollmer and still retaining him by competing just in free agency and giving him an offer. And he might be the kind of guy who feels like, and again, this is just based on what we know about the guy, he might be the kind of player who says, you know what, I like it here, I'm comfortable here, I like my coaching, I'll stick around. You know, if it's 500 grand less or whatever, I'll stick around here. It's not that big a deal to me. I think they're more likely to do that with him than they are with Vollmer. Than they are with Talib.
I'm going to flip-flop those two. I put Welker at the top like you. I think he's going to be back in some form or fashion. I think there's a chance they franchise Talib to try to keep him around. You know, you remember they used the franchise tag on Asante Samuel for a year. And let's be honest, you know, we just talked about it. If you want a top-end corner, they cost about $10 million a year, between $8 and $10 million a year. You franchise him for a year, see if he fits in. You know, maybe with an agreement that you won't franchise him again as they did with Samuel, something down that road.
Samuel was a much better player than Talib.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I think it buys yourself a year with a number one corner who maybe is better next year, healthier next year, fits in better with a year of coaching and in the system. So I'm going to say that Talib is number two on the list, and he could be franchised after you sign Welker.
Okay.
And I think Vollmer they let walk because I think there's too many concerns with the back and the injuries and the long-term nature of his. And I think they have confidence that Dante Scarnecchia can get a guy ready, Marcus Cannon, somebody of that nature. And, you know, they've played with some questionable right tackles in the past and developed them into decent players. So I think that's, of the big three, I think the guy who could most likely leave, I'm going to go with Vollmer.
Okay.
But that's your free agent primer. 18 free agents unrestricted for the Patriots as they head towards the March 12th new league year. Unlike other teams, we don't expect any cap casualties, quote-unquote. Reports have indicated Patriots will enter free agency somewhere in the range of $18 million under the cap.
It's a good place to be.
They have cap room. We'll see how aggressive they are in signing other free agents or re-signing their own, because obviously, as we listed, beyond the big three, you have other guys like Edelman and Woodhead and others who are contributors for this football team. We will talk about that more in the coming weeks as we approach the franchise tag period and then free agency itself. For Eric Scalavino, I'm Andy Hart. Stay warm.
Time
get
to go
your shovel ready.
Yeah.
Get your new tires at Sullivan Tire so you don't slip around in the snow. Until next Friday, I'm Andy Hart. This is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.